Welcome to the LCE Podcast Special Edition Week of Languages. My name is Tevi.
My name is Gina, and we're your host for this show. Today we're going to talk to you about four different languages: Arabic,
Chinese,
Berber,
and Khmer.
First of all, we're going to start talking about Arabic. Arabic is one of the most widely spoken languages in the world, with over 400 million speakers across the Middle East, North Africa, and beyond. It is the official language of more than 20 countries and is also one of the six official languages of the United Nations. Arabic belongs to the Semitic language family, which also includes Hebrew. The earliest known Arabic inscription dates back to the 4th century, which is a very long time ago. But the language gained prominence in the 7th century with the rise of Islam. The Quran, the book of Muslims, is written in Arabic. Over the centuries, Arabic became a language of science, philosophy, and literature. One of the most distinctive features of Arabic is its beautiful script, written from right to left. The language has a complex grammar system with unique sounds and a rich vocabulary. Classical Arabic is used in religious and literary texts, while modern and standard Arabic is used in media, education, and formal communication. Additionally, each region has its own dialect, which can be very different from a country to another. Arabic also has influenced many other languages, including Spanish, Persian, Turkish, and even English, with words like algebra, sugar, and coffee, originating from Arabic.
Let us drive you into Chinese. Around 1300 BCE, the Chinese inscriptions were written on tortoiseshell or on bovine shoulder blade. These inscriptions were used to be called jiaguan. In 1911, after the fall of the Qing dynasty, the Republican government adopted standard Mandarin as official language. 45 years after, in 1956, Chinese was simplified and took the name of simplified Chinese, Jian Ji Zi, while Taiwan and Hong Kong retained traditional Chinese, Ban Ji Zi. In 2025, Mandarin Chinese has more than 1.4 billion speakers, and it is one of the six official languages of the United Nations.
Now, it's time for me to talk to you about Berber. Berber is also known as Tamazight, is one of the oldest languages in North Africa. It is spoken by millions of people across Morocco, Algeria, Tunisia, and other regions. The Berber language belongs to the Afro-Asiatic language family and has existed for thousands of years, with traces dating back to the ancient times. The Berber language has its roots in prehistoric North Africa, long before the arrival of Arabic, French, or other languages in the region. It was spoken by the indigenous Amazigh people. One of the most remarkable aspects of Berber is its ancient script, Tifanak, which has been used for centuries and is still used today, especially in Morocco and Algeria. Berber is not a single language, but a group of closely related dialects, including Tamazight, Tarift, Kabyle, and other. These dialects can differ significantly, but they share a common linguistic heritage. It includes other languages, including Arabic, French, and even Spanish, with some Berber words integrated into these languages. Despite centuries of linguistic pressure, Berber has survived and continues to be a vital part of North African identity. Nowadays, people that speak Berbers especially live in the mountain, in Morocco or Algeria, for example.
Now I'm going to talk to you about Khmer. In the 7th century CE, Khmer's inscriptions were found on some stone across Cambodia, a part of Thailand, Laos, and Vietnam. The Khmer language is one of the eldest of the region, and the inscription was written in Old Khmer. The Khmer's writing was inspired of Buddhism and Hinduism. 2 centuries after, in the 9th century, classical Khmer became the official language, and the Khmer Empire was one of the most powerful civilizations of this region. In the 19th century, after the fall of the Khmer Empire, the modern Khmer, or actual Khmer, was created. A lot of French words got into the language, especially in education and technology. When the Red Khmer arrived, they closed all the schools, but even if they were closed, the Khmer language survived and continued to improve every single day. So now, Dina, can you tell me how do you say hello in Arabic?
We say salam alaikum. And how do you say à demain? In Chinese,
we say "min jian jian." And how do you say goodbye in Berber?
We say "artufat." And how do you say "comment ça va" in Cambodian?
We say "ça va été."
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
We hope you enjoyed our podcast
and see you later.